It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Coach's Corner. For all those not in Caseville, I swear we're about the only ones not up there for the parade. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for WLEW Sports, back in the saddle for sports season. It's only, like I said yesterday, a stone's throw away. Season kicks off next Friday, and today we're talking Cass City football. Join us after the break will be the head coach, Scott Cuthrell. He's no stranger to Cass City football, having been the coach formerly, and he loved it so much, he's back for more. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school football. Cass City football, coming up next.
Come to More Motor Sales in Carroll for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at More Motor Sales. M81 in Carroll.
Hey, to all you cheapskates out there, I'm talking to you. As one of the cheapest guys I know, let me tell you, I can get great tasting food in Bad Axe dirt cheap. I just left Chiller's Grill in the old Dairy Queen building at the north end of Bad Axe with a bacon cheeseburger combo meal and only paid $2.78. Now let me tell you again, that's a juicy bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a 24-ounce fountain drink of my choice for just $2.78 out the door. And it's that price every day between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, as far as taste, I love it. So why don't you give them a try and keep more money in your pocket? Chiller's Grill, north side of Bad Axe.
Joining me on the phone right now is the head coach of the Cass City Red Hawk football team for 2012, Scott Cuthrell. Scott, how are you today?
Doing good.
All right, Scott. Well, you're no stranger to Cass City football. I'd like to welcome you back this 2012 campaign. Now, last year you went, Cass City, I should say, went 2-7. Now, it wasn't a 2-7 squad. It was really four plays away from being a 6-3 team. They had four really close games between Brown City losing by a touchdown, USA losing by a touchdown, Lakers losing by two, and Carroll nearly pulling off the upset over Carroll by losing by 6 points. So, Scott, why don't you take us through, as much as you know, last year, who'd you lose and who's coming back this year?
Well, I think last season, you know, one thing that they did lose some tight ball games at the end, and one thing that we're trying to, you know, work for is get back to playing four quarters of football. They lost, you know, good running back Josh Jensen graduated, starting quarterback Ethan Nickel, he graduated, Morgan Erla, you know, they had some nice talent. Definitely going to be a loss with some of those seniors.
And as far as this year's squad, how many are on your team?
Right now we're at 18, and, you know, that's always a concern, you know. We do have a low senior class going through right now with about seven athletes. So, yeah, our concern is our numbers. You know, we feel we're very talented, but anytime you're at that 18, any given week, you know, if someone goes down, then we got to rotate three to four kids just to get, you know, so they know their position. So that is a concern. And but I think we'll, you know, keep our fingers crossed when, you know, get through this season.
Well, you're not alone. Harbor Beach and Ubley both have 18 and 20. So you're right along with the rest of them in the league. Now, who's going to fill that quarterback spot this year?
This year we have junior Dakota Hartle coming in. We also have, you know, we have two returners in the backfield, Brennan Ricker, Persnowski, and also junior Drew Fields coming in to fill the spot in the backfield. So, you know, we're 2-2. We got two juniors and two seniors back there. And Dakota does a nice job at QB. Really does a well job of controlling the game. And looking forward to, you know, some good things from him.
It's time for our first break on the Cass City edition of the Coach's Corner today. We'll be back more with Scott Cuthrell right after this.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Ax.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
We're on the phone right now with Scott Cutherell, the head coach for the Cass City Redhawks for 2012. Now let's go through what practice has been so far. We have about a week, little over a week in already. How's it been thus far?
Well, I think we got about 4 inches of rain. We've been happy. You know, kids been working hard, looking good, very positive, and I have no complaints right now. You know, we got a scrimmage this Friday coming up, and that'll help us out to decide some of the positions that are still kind of open right now.
Who are you scrimmaging?
We're at Ubley versus, I think, Dryden MLS, yes, and Ubley.
Well, that should get at least put you at the scale where you're at so far.
Yes. That will. I know every team there is going to be a good quality team, so we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Now let's look into the schedule. And as far as everyone's schedule this year, we're starting league play in week two. First, to start out, you have 4 home games to start out this year, which should at least benefit you and the whole team. You start out Brown City in week 1, and then home against Lakers. Let's go through those first 2 games.
Two tough components, you know. Brown City's gonna, I believe they have a new coach over there. Always have a good, solid football team. They did last year, and I know their JV season last year, they had, you know, a good, solid JV team. So, not an easy game. And going right after Brown City, we go into the Lakers, and, you know, things just don't get easier. And they're going to be a quality team. I know their numbers are low, but they do have some athletes. So, 2 big tests right off the bat.
Absolutely. It doesn't stop there. Then in week 3, you have Sandusky and then Bad Ax. Take us through those.
I look at the schedule, and right now there is no, you know, team that you can, you know, set aside and say, well, we don't have to worry about that. Every team is, you know, going to have quality football teams this year. And, you know, you got to get ready during the week, and you got to be ready to go on Friday nights because anybody can sneak up and get you.
And that takes us to the second half of the season where your last 4 out of your 5 games are on the road. You're at USA, home against Reese, at Bay City All Saints, at Vassar, and you end the season at Carroll. Best of luck to you. You know, I mean, take us through those 5.
Very tough. And like I said before, with 18 guys, you know, we go into basically our heart of our schedule, middle road and all the way to the end. And quality teams, I can't say enough. Everybody knows what USA has, and Reese and Vassar has just been outstanding the last couple of years. And Carroll's back up there. And, you know, it's, we got to take one game at a time. And we really we look at that schedule, and it's a monster for us.
Well, I can attest to that as well. All right. 2012, as of right now, what's it look like?
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, I feel we have quality athletes. I really do. You know, we look pretty good. And, you know, going back to the possibilities of injuries, you know, that could really, you know, take a toll on us. And right now we are very happy. We got very athletic kids, and kids that are working hard. So I have no complaints. I think we can do quite well, And once again, it's going to be that injury bug that will come back and bite us.
Well, best of luck to you. It's just take it 1 week at a time. And, Scott, well, you're a veteran in the area. You'll do just great. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you out there.
Okay.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of Cass City Red Hawk Coach's Corner on WLEW. Cassie's first game is home to Brown City on August 24th, next Friday at 7 p.m. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for the Coach's Corner on WLEW. We'll see you tomorrow for more.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.